And time once again for our wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Jack, we happen to be back to the 50s here at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Kind of an opening act here for the Minnesota State Fair, but what a gorgeous day to see these vehicles. Amazing.
Yeah. That was my era, the 50s, those wonderful cars. Oh,
just gorgeous.
Neat.
What are we going to be talking about today?
Well, you know, because of this wonderful weather we're having, I'm going to talk a little bit about a summer picnic and picnic wines. The weather is perfect, and, you know, there's so many wonderful locations. We're blessed in the Twin Cities with wonderful parks and lakes, and even our backyards, when you have this kind of weather, are a pretty nice setting for a picnic. And you may not have a secret spot to go, but like I say, picnic is just one of those impromptu things. It's a lot of fun to do, and if you have the right weather and you combine the right foods and wines, you're just bound to have a tremendous success on your hands. And, of course, I'm a firm believer that wine can really make the picnic. Now, picnic's a little different than a barbecue, and the wines would be different as well. Barbecues are a busy summer activity, and no one can deny the pleasure of barbecues. I love it. I barbecue a lot myself. But barbecue is bold, spicy, assertive things. A lot of the food is hot, etc. But we're not talking about picnic. Most of the foods are kind of cold. They're on the lighter side. Think of your favorite picnic foods, you know, potato salad, cold chicken, different kinds of cheeses, perhaps some good crusty French bread, salami, different cold cuts, charcuterie, and lots of varieties. So what are the best picnic wines to have with that? Well, I'd strongly recommend that when you're thinking about a picnic wine, you think about cool, crisp, whites. Rosés would be very good, or a very, very light red wine. And let's just talk about picnic fare for a moment. You want ease and travelability and certainly simplicity. And when you're having a picnic, it's no time to pull out that great old bottle of Lafite Rothschild or some big, hearty Barolo you've been saving. Your picnic wines, you want a light, complex, easy-to-drink, quaffable wine, and that means inexpensive. You don't really want a big, bold, $100 bottle of wine when you're having a picnic. It's as out of place as a light, simple wine would be with a very elaborate three-course, four-course dinner. Remember about getting the picnic area. Most people, if they're having a picnic, really just like to carry a hamper and don't want to trudge along a cooler and all that. But you can get these sleeves nowadays, pardon me, that you receive, that you can put in the freezer and put around the bottle of wine, and it'll keep it cold for until you get where you're going, until you drink it. It's just a wonderful little insulating wrap that does very well. But again, we're blessed with these lakes, and the lake water is always colder than the air. You know, lake water, even in the shallow areas, at this time of year is in the 70s. That's a good temperature. Put the wine in the lake water or by the pier, put it in a fishing net reel, fishing net, and drop it in the water. Unless you're going to lug around the cooler, those sleeves are a very good idea. And wines that go very well with picnic fare, you know, are light wines. You know, we talked about rosé a couple times in the last few weeks, but rosé is a wonderful picnic wine, and it's often just the answer because it goes so well with so many different things. There's a motto in Provence, Provençal Rosé, that I just love, and it also comes in this wonderful little bottle. It's a reusable flagon that has a glass stopper instead of a cork stopper, so you just take the glass stopper out, pour the wine, and when the wine is empty, you've got a nice bottle to reuse to put water in or vinaigrette or another wine in, if you wish, and seal it up with the glass stopper. Then, you know, another wine that I love for picnics, and it's hard to find, is Sancerre Rosé. Rosé's from Sancerre. Sancerre is a wonderful summer wine, and incidentally, that's a great, great picnic wine, too. It's on the more sophisticated level of a picnic wine, because Sancerre is really Sauvignon Blanc, and Sauvignon Blanc is a dry, herbal white wine with an aromatic quality and light character, and because of this, the flavors and aromas add a very nice dimension to something like cold chicken or cheese, or without overpowering the dish. And that's kind of what you want with a picnic, something that isn't going to overpower the dish. Another rosé that's a favorite of mine is from Chateau Clark in Bordeaux. It's a rosé made from Cabernet and Merlot. And it's got a little more body than most rosés, but it's also just an absolute delight because it's simple, pleasant, and will go very, very well with any kind of picnic fare. Another wine from the Loire Valley is Rosé d'Anjou. This is a softer rosé, and this is usually the most popular rosé because it has about 4 grams of residual sugar in it, and that's kind of important when we're talking about picnics. You want something that's low in alcohol, but yet has plenty of fruit and is crisp enough to enjoy. And speaking of crisp and enjoying, how about sparkling wines? They just would be perfect at a picnic. You needn't bother with champagne. That's a little on the sophisticated end. Try something like a Bourgogne Cremant. For example, Boyo makes a rosé, and they also make a Brut. They're around $15 a bottle. They're made in Burgundy. And the sparkling wine is delicious, a great substitute for champagne. And let's not forget Prosecco. Proseccos are a delight, and they're very inexpensive. They're easy to like. They're accessible, etc. And as I said, the Sauvignon Blancs, we can go to New Zealand. There's a wonderful New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc called Silver Beach that really, in my opinion, expresses New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc better than any other wine. Silver Beach, aptly named if you could take it to the beach for your picnic. Giessen, also from New Zealand, is another winemaker that makes a delightful Sauvignon Blanc that, again, won't break the bank. There's a kind of a new wine. Well, it isn't new. It's been around for years, but a lot of people don't know about it, so I'll say it's new. Is Pinot Gris. That's a relative of Pinot Grigio, but it's mainly grown in Oregon. Some places in California make a Pinot Gris, in Washington as well, the state of Washington. But the Pinot Gris from Oregon are really remarkable, and there's one called Second Growth that is an absolute delight. It's about $14 a bottle and would make any picnic just perfect by the addition of Pinot Gris from Oregon. Incidentally, that Second Growth makes a rosé of Pinot Noir that is absolutely delicious. I happened to taste it for the first time Wednesday of this week at a tasting, and it really won my heart. I think as a Pinot Noir made from rosé made from Pinot Noir goes, it is just stellar. So the name of it is Second Growth, and it's a rosé of Pinot Noir. If you try it, you will definitely not be disappointed. Another wine that I kind of like is Petit Chablis. You know, Chablis is a wonderful area, makes crisp, biting wines with a flinty characteristic that goes so well with seafood and oysters and things like that, but makes a nice picnic wine is the Petit Chablis. This is a Chablis, kind of the lower classification. It's a lot less expensive than regular Chablis, but Petit Chablis served ice cold would be a picnic lover's perfect marriage with food. And of course, we don't want to forget something simple like Vino Verde from Portugal. Those Vino Verde wines were my favorite wines when I was young and we used to go sailing every weekend. They'd be cold, crisp, a little spritz on the tongue because the wine is undergoing fermentation from the heat of your tongue. It's just a delightful wine to have with picnics, but I think you get the idea. There's loads and loads of different wines, white wines and sparkling wines, you can have with picnics. If you're going to be adventuresome enough to try something like a red, you can't go wrong with Beaujolais. Beaujolais is the most overlooked wine that I know of. Served ice cold at this time of year, Not a little chill, a big chill on that Beaujolais. The wine is absolutely delicious. And, you know, another thing to think about when you're talking about picnic wines is we want to talk about wines that are low in alcohol. You don't want a big 17-18% bold Zinfandel with your picnic wine. What a lot of people do, and there's nothing wrong with this, is dilute their picnic wines with a little water. After all, you're driving to a site. You don't want to be careful on how much alcohol you consume. And while I don't advocate putting water in wine, it's done around the world. I've seen people do that in Italy and in France, and particularly in Spain. They're out picnicking, and they'll add about one-third water to their wine. And it gives you a diluted wine. But for a picnic, you know, you just want the – you don't really want – a big, bold, assertive wine. You want a wine that's light, fruity, and one that, let's face it, will keep, you won't drink too much of it, that's for sure. And as I said, when we're doing reds, the Beaujolais are just perfect. And like I said, there's so many of them. The other day we had a Fleury Beaujolais that was about eight years old, and wow, it was just incredible how the wine had developed beautifully. But you can drink those Gamay, which is the principal grape type of Beaujolais. Drink them very young and drink them very cold, especially for a picnic. So, you know, if you were going to have, say, Sauvignon Blanc from California, why not try Fog Mountain? It is a delight. If you want a Chenin Blanc, one of the best Chenin Blancs is, of course, Vouvray from France, and Vouvray Voltaire is just a knockout Vouvray. It hits it right out of the park, and that's light and, again, can be served ice cold. But I think you get the idea that all of these are wonderful wines that will go beautifully with whatever you're having. As I said, if you have the a Beaujolais, try a crew of Beaujolais, Bruy or Fleury or Régine. They're all available, and believe me, if you're itching to get outside and enjoy a picnic, this weekend would be the time to do it. And if you pair one of these wines with your picnic lunch, I guarantee you're going to have a great time. And you will find, in my opinion anyway, that picnic lunch is going to taste so much better. And of course, picnics don't have to be lunch only. They can be dinner, whatever. It's just great to be eating al fresco. And when you have a beautiful day like we're going to have the next 2 days, why not take advantage of it and go out and have a wonderful picnic and pair it up with a wonderful wine?
Yes. Oh, does that sound good? Well, I know exactly where to find that wine. That's any one of the Haskell's locations.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to marry wine, and they'll marry a picnic wine for you that's sure to please not only you, but it'll please your pocketbook as well. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Chanhassen, Excelsior. There's a Haskell's in Faribault right off of 35. There's our super cellar up in Maple Grove is not to be missed. In downtown Minneapolis, there's free parking on both Saturday and Sunday for the downtown store. Haskell's at Ridgedale in Minnetonka, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village. There's a Haskell's in Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. If you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine. It'll take you right to the Haskell's website where you can peruse our summer sale catalog.
Sounds good, Jack, and I will be speaking with you, I hope, next week from the CCO studios.
Yes, and meanwhile, don't buy one of those 55 cars unless you want to split it with me.
All right, you got a deal. Okay. Thank you, Jack.